And now let's bring in Republican Congressman Scott Garrett of New Jersey. He voted against the bailout proposal. Welcome to the program, Congressman.
Thank you. Good morning.
Just heard an appeal there for you to switch your vote to yes. You going to do it?
No, I was one that had concerns with the basic structure of the bill from day one on a week ago Saturday when the White House first presented it, and I guess a couple days later when Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats basically said they had a deal with that structure. I still indicated my reservations with the structure of and what they, the way they were handling or the basics of the bill, and said that we should really be looking at other alternatives from that point forward.
Were you no vote all the way along, Congressman, or were you one of these waverers who was unhappy about the partisan nature, according to Republicans, of the debate?
No, I was a no vote on the basic package from day one, and I couldn't tell you who those 12 were on either side of the aisle.
And did you come to regret your vote at all when you saw that the stock market had dropped 777 points?
Well, I regret that the market had that reaction to it, and that it's probably due to the tremendous buildup of anticipation. You know, when a Treasury Secretary comes out on day one and says, "Unless Congress does X by tomorrow, the sky is going to fall." Well, and there was so much built up on that for a week, every single day, that the sky is going to fall when that X doesn't happen. Well, then you see a natural reaction that people listen to the Treasury Secretary and all the media coverage and everything else, and that happened. I'm hoping that just as we see now on the Dow futures are up slightly and S&P, that I see NASDAQ is down, but the futures are up. I'm hoping that some of this evens out, and as we move forward to work on that proverbial compromise, we'll move through this.
Well, let me figure out that part if I can, because we've heard plenty of skeptics on this program in the last week about whether this bailout makes any sense. Do you believe that anything resembling what's been discussed, with some changes, some compromises, anything resembling that could get your vote in the coming days?
Yes, certainly something can get my vote. The as your previous guest just said, there's something on his side of the aisle for his members that they didn't like in this bill, and that's why they were not on, and there's something in this bill that fundamentally, on our side of the aisle, number of members didn't like. We did not like the Paulson plan of taking $700 billion and buying mortgage-backed securities and then having the federal government try to manage these. Someone put the figure at, I think it's like 3 million homes that the federal government could potentially be in charge of managing, running, and what have you, and potentially holding for maybe 7 years. We saw that as not a workable solution, and one that may actually have an overhang to the market that people aren't discussing right now, and inflationary pressures on the market.
So you're still pushing, forgive me for interrupting, we just got a few seconds left, I'm sorry, but it sounds like you're still pushing for a fundamentally different plan. You're not talking about a compromise so much as a completely different approach.
Well, in the bill that came through, there was other elements to it. For example, the insurance plan was something that would seem to be actually work out better, but it was put in as just an afterthought in this bill and one that the Treasury Secretary could use or discard, and we felt since the Treasury Secretary said he had no faith in it, he would probably discard it.
Yeah, so okay. Well, Congressman, thanks very much. I appreciate you taking the time today.
Thank you so much.
Scott Garrett is a Republican congressman of New Jersey, and he is one of the lawmakers who voted no on a financial bailout package yesterday when it went before the House of Representatives. There were some Democratic as well as Republican no votes, and the package went down to defeat, although lawmakers say they will continue to negotiate.